Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in sin, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hide not thy face from me, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Amen.
Who insists that their teachings, or that our teachings,
be regarded as heretics. There is, however, disagreement on certain abuses which have crept into the church without rightful authority, and even in these, if there were some differences, there should be a proper lenity on part of the bishops to bear with us by reason of the confession which we have now reviewed, because even the canons are not so severe as to determine the same rights were everywhere. Neither, at any time, have the rights of all the churches been the same, although among us, in large part, the ancient rites are diligently observed. For it is a false and malicious charge that all the ceremonies, all the things instituted of old, are abolished in our churches. But it has been a common complaint that some abuses were connected with ordinary rites, and these, inasmuch as they could not be approved with a good conscience, have been to some extent corrected. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Ezekiel, chapter 18. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all of your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart, a new spirit. For why shall you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourself and live. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 11. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Heavenly things. No man hath ascended up into heaven,
but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So far the Holy Gospel.
Subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior
He is not two, but one Christ.
One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking manhood into power.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the invisible soul and the flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into heaven, rose again the third day from the dead.
He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
At whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give an account of their own works.
And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
At whose coming? Is that it? And whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies and shall give an account of their own works.
And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
This is the Catholic faith, which except a man believe faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. So far. We continue with our sermon hymn.
250.
Well, whatever it is, we continue with it.
Thank you.
from the gospel, obviously. And it's verse 5 of our gospel reading as follows. And then Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So far, please be seated. There are many accounts in the Gospels telling us about Jesus visiting with individuals. Some were well educated, others were not. Some had good reputations, and some belonged to the scum of society. Many came to Jesus because they were sick physically or spiritually. The health of the body was always secondary with Jesus. The first concern was always for the soul. This morning's gospel tells us of a meeting that Jesus had with Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a person who really had no faith, and he had no peace with God. And in this meeting, Jesus raises the question as to how a person might enter into the kingdom of God. A question which will concern people as long as the world stands. Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin, the highest Jewish council. And as a member of the Sanhedrin, Nicodemus was well educated. He was well educated in the Old Testament, scriptures. Why did Nicodemus come to Jesus by night? Because he was afraid of his fellow councilmen. Jesus was teaching a way of salvation and a way to heaven which was opposed to the salvation by works that the Jews believed in. Evidently, Nicodemus had heard about Christ's work and teaching, and that raised some doubts in his own mind. In his own mind, he considered his status with God. He wasn't quite sure where he stood with God. Perhaps Nicodemus was beginning to wonder whether this Jesus the Christ was indeed the promised Messiah. The religion of the Pharisees was a religion of law. A religion which stressed good works, clean living, perfection. These were the things that atoned for sins and put people in the good graces of Almighty God. This was the religion of Nicodemus. Of course, Jesus knew this. And so he said to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Well, Nicodemus had no idea what Jesus was talking about. The only birth he was aware of was the physical birth. Nicodemus knew nothing about the spiritual birth. Well, the world is full of people today who have been misled by false teachers, believing that clean living, good works, will please God and atone for sins. You know how strange it is that they overlook the clear passages of Holy Scripture, such as, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Or, what St. Paul says, "Therefore we conclude that the man is justified by faith without the works of the law." Be assured, Jesus would tell these people the same thing he told Nicodemus, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Just what is this new birth that Jesus is talking about? Well, to begin with, it's not something that you and I can do. Conversion, regeneration, is something that God must accomplish in us. King David was aware of this fact when he wrote, "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Wash me thoroughly. You wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me of my sins." We must admit to God, as we do in our confession, that we are miserable sinners, that we can do nothing to atone for our sins. We must realize that because of them, we are doomed and damned to eternal hellfire. And this is not an easy thing to admit or to confess. Our pride is a stumbling block. It is God, the Holy Ghost, who through the Word and Sacrament works faith, believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. Through Word and Sacrament, God, the Holy Ghost, brings about this wonderful transformation in our hearts and in our souls. Trinity Sunday also reminds us that all three persons of the Holy Trinity play a part in our becoming citizens in the kingdom of God. God the Father, by his plan for our salvation. God the Son, by his perfect life, suffering, death, and resurrection. And God the Holy Spirit, by whose calling and sanctifying work. Jesus sought to lead Nicodemus to faith, to convert him. How did Jesus proceed? Well, after Nicodemus had learned to know his sinfulness and lost condition, Jesus proclaimed the gospel to him. Jesus, the Redeemer, his Redeemer, would be crucified for the sins of the world and therefore also for the sins of Nicodemus. Through the Holy Gospel, Nicodemus came to see the light, as his later life testifies. No one has ever seen the Holy Spirit working when he calls through the gospel, but we have seen the results of his work. That is why we are gathered here this morning. We are the results of his work. When we were born into this world, we too were spiritually blind, dead. Actually, we were enemies of God. By nature, we did not fear and love God. We did not trust God. We were not able to affect our spiritual life. That had to be accomplished by the Holy Spirit working through Word and Sacrament. And this continues throughout our entire life. Through Word and Sacrament, the Holy Spirit strengthens our faith, deepens our love for God. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us the better understanding, if you will, who comforts us when we are down, brings us back up to joy. It is he who stands by our side when we fight against the enemies of our soul. When we think of the eternal blessings that are a result of being born again, peace with God, the certainty of salvation, the forgiveness of sins, it's strange that there should be so many who neglect or reject the grace of God. The grace of God is free. They are to be pitied, for unless they repent, their end is destruction. We are to love them, for God also loved them so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world to seek and to save them, to suffer and die for them. Share with them the gospel message. God's word will not return void. Some will believe who will believe in him who was lifted up on that cross, and they too will be born again as we are and join us as citizens of the kingdom of God, blessed forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly peace that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament of the damnation. Take off from us this spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Come on, I take the body.
who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance, majesty, coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
True body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given to death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior. Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Upon you and grant you his peace.